Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud. He wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to a special edition of The Greenhorn. Today, it's my pleasure to speak with Sarah Metzler of the CBB. Sarah, how are you doing today?
Well, good morning, Parker. I'm great.
Sarah, tell us a little bit about the CBB. I'm confused as a greenhorn. What's the difference between the CBB and the NCBA, and how do they interlink?
That's a great question. So CBB is the Cattlemen's Beef Board, which is connected to the Commodity Checkoff Program that is under the USDA. So there are 22 checkoff programs all across the country. Pork has one, dairy has one, Christmas trees have one, and beef has one. And so the CBB is the governing board of 99 producers and importers that oversee that part of the program. NCBA is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And it's similar to your cattle associations back home. Likely you have one in your state. This is just the national version. So those state organizations are affiliates. They do a lot of things on Capitol Hill, a lot of policy work, a lot of, you know, political lobbying. The Cattlemen's Beef Board cannot do any of that on our side with the checkoff. It's illegal in our act and order. So we're completely separate. Now, NCBA does provide some of the work that we do. They actually apply for grants from our organization. So we work closely with NCBA as a contractor. They contract to us. So CBB is like an umbrella organization of funding. We work with seven different ag organizations to fund all kinds of work in research, promotion, and education around beef. And NCBA is one of those seven.
What brought you to the CBB, Sarah? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Oh, sure. I come from a large cattle family, fifth generation for me, out of eastern Colorado, Yuma, Colorado, if any of your listeners know that area. My family still lives out there. Some of my extended family is still in cattle. My family is more into row crops. We do wheat and Milo now these days. Dad's kind of retired out of the cattle business. But I actually kind of came up through. I was a newspaper reporter for a lot of years and spent a lot of my time in the communication world, and then came back up through and eventually saw that this job was open. And I came to them and said, listen, I can take 20 years of communication work and bring it into the beef industry and be able to work, as I say, boot to boot with producers and tell them what's going on with their money. Because number one, I have to sit at a Thanksgiving table with all of my family, and they're asking the same questions. And I can stand on a fence line, I can sit in a sale barn. I know that life, that's in my blood. So I can sit and talk to you all day long, understand where you're coming from. But I also have this other communication background. So I love this job, it's a huge passion of mine. And I'm just really lucky to actually work and serve the farmers and ranchers all over this country.
Make sure you tune in next week for part two of The Greenhorn with Sarah Metzler to find out more about how the CBB works and how you can become part of the board yourself if you're a producer.